How may I help you?
Yeah, why are you talking out of your...
Now, maybe you think these boys haven't been on the thick of things. Here, I've talked about long enough. We knew an hour ahead of time that we were going down. A little engine trouble. I still think that I'm lucky to be even alive.
In 1942, after being injured during the war, my grandfather volunteered to help the National War Labor Board's scrap and savings bonds drives. As a part of these efforts, he occasionally toured and appeared on the radio, telling war stories and encouraging citizens to help the war efforts through donating blood, scrap metal, or by purchasing bonds.
Every bit of heavy scrap metal is needed now.
Hey, it's Thomas Story. You're listening to Episode 1, 1942. Right now it's the year 2020, 78 years after some of the audio you're about to hear was recorded.
But I'd like to change the subject and tell you about two young fellows. These men, regular Army men, mind you, are Master Sergeant Raymond S. Story, bombardier from Jacksonville, Illinois.
Why am I starting a podcast? Because technology allows us, our stories, to transcend time, space, and even life.
Now, maybe you think these boys haven't been in the thick of things. Master Sergeant Story was awarded the Silver Star for gallantry in action. They both have just been released temporarily from an Army hospital. Incidentally, Sergeant Story still has to walk with aid of crutches.
This episode is a testament to that fact. My grandfather died when my dad was young. I've seen pictures of him, and as my dad ages, he looks more and more like him, with the genuine smile, clear eyes, and wrinkles. I've inherited my grandpa's rough hands, so I feel a part of him when I pick up tools or give a hearty handshake. I've read articles about him and his adventures, but still, I never got to meet him. But then one day, when I was a teenager, my aunt called us to her house to play a record. And I'll never forget what it felt like, hearing it for the first time.
Here, I've talked about long enough. Here they are to speak for themselves, Master Sergeant Raymond S. Story and Marion G. Shepherd.
Thank you, pal. Thank you. It's certainly a far cry from the battlefront to be here tonight in the old hayloft. I'm certainly wishing I could take this cast off and get out and do a dance for you, but I'm a bit handicapped after a broken leg in about three places. I'm certainly glad to be a guest at your station tonight. You probably would like to know how I got this broken leg. It happened on September the 12th, 1942. We were out repulsing a Jap fleet. And after leaving the target about 6 o'clock in the evening, a little engine trouble went down about 12 o'clock at night. Now, we knew an hour ahead of time that we were going down. Ladies and gentlemen, when you know an hour ahead of time that you probably won't come out alive, it makes you think back of all 26 years. The crash in the water at 12:30 a.m. on September the 13th. Now, this South Pacific is a pretty big place. In fact, it's so big that if you go down in it very far from an island, you're lucky to get back. We made a small island in our rubber boats about 3 hours later. I had my leg broken in several places, and I still think that I'm lucky to be even alive. On this island, we stayed 3 days. Now, staying 3 days on an island seems like it's pretty easy, but when you have no food, no water, it's a pretty serious problem. But Uncle Sam's Navy is always around handy. The third day, a PBY came out, picked me up, my crew, took us into an Army hospital. I think that I've talked long enough on this.
That's why I'm starting a podcast. To have our stories told in a way that transcends time, space, and even life. Join me next time on the Thomas Story Podcast.